mediocrity defined as the quality or state of being mediocre.
Well, no shit. Thanks for nothing, Miriam and or Webster.
Okay. Mediocre, of moderate or ordinary to low quality, value, ability, or performance.
Is he talking about how I go or how you gamble?
Wait a minute. Is this an oxymoron podcast? Happy hours are always awesome. They're never mediocre. You know what? Screw it. We've done 12 f***ing takes. The missus has called my phone 7 times, which means she's hit the bottle already pretty hard. I need to get home. 3, 2, 1. You're the best. It's time for another edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour, where anything is up for grabs. Golf, gambling, football, gambling on football, Plato's influence on modern culture. Hey, that's cool. My kids love Plato. Here are your guys, Millar and JSG. Good luck, fellas.
I think it's... I don't remember.
You don't think what is what?
Are we live?
No, we're live.
Oh, we're live.
And
I just...
We were just commenting on your beautiful red key.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous red key.
Hold on, let me...
Jingle, jingle.
Yeah. That is episode 51.
Bring it home.
The Dick Butt Kiss episode.
Boom! Just
one of the great names in all of sports.
Well done, sir.
I don't know how you can do much better than Dick Butt Kiss on a red key episode, but...
Well done. Yeah. Welcome in. It's Mediocre Happy Hour. We've been live for, a handful of seconds here. I kind of don't know where to start. I'd kind of rather get up and leave at this point.
Why?
hold on. You have a rough afternoon?
What's going on? Yeah, you could call it the afternoon. You could call it the last tournament that I played.
Millar, no, I just want to...
I am not the feature here.
I just want to walk through all
the... I would rather not walk through the feature.
117 strokes.
I would rather not go through that right now.
Actually, how about this? Real quickly.
Real quick.
You parred hole 5.
You're goddamn right I did.
What did
it was
you
do? Fist bump.
Goddamn right. How'd that go?
Oh, it was great. It was a low liner right off the deck, right into the sand trap on the right. It was the best sand shot I've ever hit in my life.
Nice.
It was so pure. Right up, two putt, par, I'm out of here. That was on number 5.
All right.
Good start. I don't know why we're talking about my par on number 5 because there's a lot more to get to.
There's
a lot more to get to right here, Mr. Joey.
And I tell you what, Piggy's been in, but we want to formally introduce Piggy, our champion. Thank you for joining us today.
Championship.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Piggy Bear.
Piggy Bear.
You've gotten some red key talk, some par talk, some dick butt kiss talk. I don't know how else it's going to get any better, but we're going to find a way.
This is your third appearance on Mediocre Happy Hour?
It is. The MHH never disappoints.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
God, I can tell you.
Yeah, no, he's live as fuck.
And he was on the pandemic episode. Like,
he was.
It all happened.
March 12th, 2020.
2020, we kicked it off.
The last time that we lived normally.
Normally.
Piggy, we're here. So.
And.
Faded out with the Contagion theme song.
Yeah.
So live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was by far one of the top, 8 episodes of Mediocre Happy Hour.
Probably. One thing that's definitely true, definitely top 151. Definitely top 51. That's 100%.
100% sure.
I mean, I can say that with certainty.
Fantastic.
So, here we are, Mediocre Happy Hour, the Dick Butt Kiss edition.
Yeah, a Dick Butt Kiss is a mouthful. I mean, if you know what I'm saying.
It's
a lot.
It's very
tough. It's a lot to take all that in.
And I had to walk here. Actually, I got dropped off here.
I was going to say, you got dropped off.
I was going to walk, but then he's like, hey, let me bring you up. I'll drop you off on my
way
home.
He does live in the same neighborhood, by the way. Just FYI.
Yeah. Pete, let me just walk you through that. So, he goes, I walked here, and then he's like, oh, wait, no, I didn't.
I'm fucking Stugatz over here. I am the Stugatz of Mediocre Happy Hour. Just a lying piece of shit.
Holy hell. So before we talk about the rest of the tournament, I think we need to give a shout out to Betty, to one of the great TLH MJ moments that we've had.
Yeah.
Cheers to Betty. Yes, for sure. Betty.
If you are not on the thread and you want to know about TLH MJ goings on. And
better not put your mouth on her ass.
No, you better take her name out her mouth.
That's
so,
what I meant.
So I guess I didn't mean ass. So sorry, Steve. Steve's mom made a video for Brass Tap, Steve and the Mountain after Steve and Piggy beat their ass, and it's just I can't say what the video was because it was just absolutely perfect. It was gorgeous.
It was fantastic. Betty, yes. Betty, you are the new icon forever and ever.
Indeed.
Congrats.
Cheers, Betty, for sure.
Cheers, Betty. So I guess we should get into the talk of the round, which I would rather not talk about. So I might leave this to you guys.
Okay. I mean, I guess.
I kind of had a couple problems in my round. So we have the champ here. And so maybe we should go through that round first. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Let's talk about your group because I want to explore you later.
The whole area.
Yeah, the space. But you know, you played with other guys.
We did.
Who did you play with? How was it?
I played with Team Brass Mountain, aka Mountain and Steve.
Steve.
Two fine gentlemen. Had a blast. And obviously my partner, Mr. Haraga. We had a great time, great round. Those gentlemen are strangers to pure golf shots. So, yeah, kudos and cheers to Mountain and Steve.
They do not have pure golf shots.
I beg to differ.
No, they can play.
They can play. They motivated me to focus. Yeah. That's what it was.
I was going
to
say.
Did you push each other?
We pushed each other.
They both tied for six, so they definitely didn't have a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean, how was the, so we'll talk about your championship, but also it sounded like the belt match came down to 18. So 100%, what was that like?
Absolute battle. Yeah, no, it came down to 18. 18 has ruined my day more than once. I've snap hooked my drive into that fucking driving range more times than I can count. I didn't want to do that this time, so I think I hit a 4 or 5 iron off the
tee.
Played it safe.
It was a par to win, right?
It was a par to win. Correct.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And Corey, unfortunately. That range got the best of him. But
I know we'll talk about this, but off the tee, what did you know off the tee?
I knew it was tight. Yeah, I mean, I knew it was basically this hole we were coming down to. Somebody had to, because I think we were.
Did you know what you had to shoot to finish?
I didn't off the tee. I think I did once we got to the approach shot. Yeah, I knew. I didn't know where I was on the leaderboard, but I knew that Steve and I were tied with Brass Tap Mountain.
But you were more...
For the belt.
You were caring about the belt, not the tournament as a whole.
I mean, of course I was caring about it, but I don't like to look at the shit because, you know, to get in your head.
That's terrible.
At that point, it was like, okay, yeah, we gotta tighten up and try to finish this out. So that's what happened.
Let's go right into it and start at the end.
Yeah.
Because we got video of 18. So you said you started to know at the approach. The approach shot was a little short. So, you know, you're one of the last groups, so we got plenty of video. So you got to get, just to give everyone who's playing at home, Piggy, you knew where you were at that point. You knew it was up and down for
correct.
The win, three shots for a putt-off against Callis.
Correct.
You've seen the leaderboard at this point.
The video was wonderful that we got both shots.
Fantastic.
And that up and down was wonderful. As we were talking before, I would contend... The chip was more pressure shot. So, but walk us through that—the up and down.
I'm going to say, let's start on the tee again. Yeah. I will ask: did you know where you were on 18T?
I don't remember, but I didn't want to lose the tournament, and I didn't want to lose the belt off the tee because I had hit shitty drives all day, and I didn't want to do that on 18. Like I said, because 18's ruined my.
I hit a lot of shitty drives that day too.
Rounds.
We'll talk about that. Is what I understand.
Yes, more than one time. So played it safe. Was hitting irons pretty well. Hit an iron off the tee.
Piggy divots.
I mean, you know, here and there.
Piggy divot.
Here and there. Hit a pretty decent tee shot. Fanned it a little bit, but it was right before that trap on the right. And I still had like, I don't know, 200, 205 or something down to the pin.
Easy wedge,
yeah, pitching wedge. And I hit whatever, mid-iron down there. And again, it was a little bit right and short. But I figured, yeah, fuck it, I got a shot. Because short game is decent. That day, feeling all right, you know. I stepped up to the chip, and you know, just try not to decelerate through contact.
That's the worst feeling in golf for me personally.
Decelerate.
It's a little bit tougher chip because you got to go over that hill, and then if you land it in the middle, it's going to shoot off, which I did. I was trying to carry it over it, kind of lets it sit soft, and it didn't.
And left is dead.
And left us fucking dead. So anyway, it was a decent shot. I'll take it. But then whatever we had back, you know, was a 10-foot putt.
I called it 12.
12?
Right. I mean, in a couple years, it would be a 30-footer for this par that Piggy needs.
It's easy, fucking 65-footer.
But it,
I mean,
it,
up the hill, triple breaker.
That is a hell of a putt, though, for the win. I mean, that's like, you double the distance. If you're
you knew it at that point, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, Ian, I'm pretty sure Ian made sure you knew. Is that?
Well, I mean, I was coming in strong on the back end, you know, second to last group. Well, actually, I was the last group. I was coming for you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you made that putt because, I mean.
Took the pressure off on 18.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that could have happened on 18, and I was coming in the back. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
It was close.
Yeah.
I could have come for you, dog.
You could have, man.
I could have come for you.
I appreciate you laying off.
Yeah. 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 And fist bump.
Walk us through the putt, though. Like, what's your thought? Where are you going?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, the group as a whole all day long have been putting really well. Just, you know, literally leaving them, like, you know, fucking right on the edge, right or left, every single putt. Burning edges. Not that that's going to win you a tournament, but anyway, putting felt pretty good. So walking up, I said, you know, I figured I had a shot. And, you know, Ian's over there jawboning in my ear, and it's all good, and I'm jawboning right
shocked.
Back.
Yes, you're all right? Shocked about that.
I know. Bless his little heart. Anywho, stepped up to it and, you know, put a good stroke on it, and it happened to roll in, so that was nice.
Fucking fantastic. Yeah, man. Congrats.
Again, glad we got the video. So is this your third major?
It is my fourth major. I've got two FUs.
So three of
Joseph.
No, I mean, of the four, he has three.
Correct. But, yeah, three distinct majors.
And you're missing the... No, it's...
I'm missing the Bastards.
I actually misspoke, so that's my fault. So you're missing the Bastards. I'm
missing the Bastards.
Oof.
That's going to be tough when I win next year. I mean, it's rough. So that's like you got a long time to wait to finish.
It's rough for a guy to have two of them and then have a fucking red key. It's a really rough day.
That's my dog.
I am your dog.
Millar, are you ready to talk about
it? Yeah, I guess. I'm going to bow my head, but this.
All right, we're gonna have more questions for you, champ.
After the break.
But Millar throwing up 117 is also a story, I think. I don't know. You're the champ. Can you help me? Is 117 from Millar part of the story?
I don't want to redirect the emphasis of what's going on
of our pal over
uncharacteristic
here.
Of the goat.
Okay, very uncharacteristic. I don't want to take away the light from one of the greatest tournaments, a major of all time.
We're not, because we'll get back to the interview in a little bit, and I just want to talk a little about
you
my
want to talk about that?
In a
you
second.
Talk about that?
So I tell you what,
I want to talk about this fabulous sand shot for par.
Oh, that was fucking fantastic. Yeah, that was a great shot. That was the best shot of the day.
All right, I'm going to ask you, you get a pick. Do you want to talk about 4 or 16?
Let's go 16.
16.
Let's go 16. Right, let's go 16.
So for those of you who are scoring at home, 16 is a par 5 on the
Freddy's
back of Southwood. It's of the par 5s, it's definitely not the hardest. 4 would be the hardest.
In which
you carded a 12. And you did better than a 12 here on 16 with a 10.
So I did have a solid 10.
What? Walk us through the 10.
All right, so let's go. Left out of bounds, drop hitting 3 into the trees, dropping 5, could not find the ball, hitting 6 over, dropping 7, hitting 8, and 2 putt for my 9 and 10.
That's not bad at all.
It's a good day.
Yeah,
that's
impressive.
It's a good day.
That's impressive.
And actually, like as I look at your scorecard, there's a lot of dark orange.
Yeah, there's
A lot of blood orange.
But it really is like it's a lot of doubles with a couple blow ups. But then the other one, because I'm just gonna say,
I'm not
gonna ask about 4 because a 12 on 4, I understand.
Yeah, been there. I've had a 14 on 4.
But how about the 7 on 17? That I'm kind of curious. Is this like full wheels have came off?
Oh no, the wheels were off in early in the front 9, but on 17, it was a drunken duff. It was a top. It was an out of bounds. It was a up and down and 2 putt.
Man.
Yeah. I think I had 1 3 putt on the day and still won the red key.
So your putter was on fire.
Putter was on fire. I swear to God. I think I had 1-3 putt on the day. Wow. Putter was on fire is what you're talking about.
I do want to revisit for the people at home.
We're not here to talk about me.
No, but for the people at home who are like, ah, he's just a sandbagger. I just want to make sure everyone understands the math. Whether Millar shot a 97 or 117 or a 94, it affects his handicap the same. So this definitely isn't sandbagging.
No. No, it is by far from sandbagging. No. And
is
I wish
the yips?
I wish it was the yips. That's what I've told a few people that. I wish it was the yips because then you know it's the yips. I do not have the yips. I am just a piece of shit right now as far as my golf game goes.
Mm.
I stand over every shot and I think 1,000 things and then I duff it. Sometimes I'm drunk, but, you know, usually it's not the yips. And it really bothers me that it's not the yips. I've had the yips before.
You going through a swing change or something?
No. I just suck, man.
No,
I
come
just
on.
Suck.
Don't say that.
No, it's not the yips. I've had the yips before. This is not it.
So are you saying you're definitely going to use the key?
You're goddamn right I'm going to use the key at Seminole.
And you should. I think we said this before. People who don't, that's just pride fucking with you, man.
No. Use it. I am using this key. Here, hold on.
I mean, for what it's worth, if you were to win with the red key, we'll put a Manny's asterisk on it as you want. But
no,
you're
goddamn
like,
right you will not. Absolutely not.
I'll still say it.
You say whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
When I win,
that's
the
correct
Seminole,
attitude. It's correct attitude.
You guys are fucked.
It's correct attitude.
Yeah, there is no asterisk.
It's a thing for a reason.
Yeah.
The red key
is there.
I 100% will say it's an asterisk. That doesn't mean it is, but I will say it. I don't know if you're going to say it, Piggy, but I'm definitely going to say it.
I will fight both of
you.
I'm going to let you.
You're going to say it a little bit.
No, I'm
going
This is not about my round. This is not about my round.
You're right. So let me touch base on mine real quickly, just because I played with three gentlemen who were so wonderful. I at least want to bring them to the forefront, and then I want to get back to you.
I didn't play
Piggy.
With you.
Let's do it.
Well, Millar, you weren't one. I mean, gentlemen. Two. I mean,
or any good whatsoever. I mean, you fucking lost. We're fucking lost, man.
I just want to give it. I played with Yateman, Sexy Ron, and Nicky Maz. I rode with Maz. We had a great time. Yateman had a nice run at it. At one point, he was leader in the clubhouse.
Did, yeah. He did.
He played great. I got nothing else to say there. And then Ron was with, you could tell, I'm going to go on a limb and say his young child affected his ability to focus. He didn't have a great day. But we had fun out there. I mean, that's what we're out here
that's
for.
That's what it's about.
And,
he
was sexy.
Yeah,
obvious.
Yeah. It brought the sex.
Yeah. But it was fun watching Yateman be in it, and you know it's you know for someone when you're with someone who hasn't won before and kind of watching them go through it, it's fun and he handled it well. If you ask him about it, he'll probably tell you he missed a couple of short ones, which he did.
Burning edges.
Yes. But you saw those holes. They weren't nothing. It was
no,
you had to make that shit.
Yeah.
It was like double rims when you're playing hoops. Like it had to be in.
Sir.
In. So, but
that's
again,
double rims.
Double. We had at by the beach had double rims, and man, that had to be nothing but net. Otherwise, that's not going in, sir.
No.
Sir, you play on a double rim. Ooh, that hurts your feelings. But anyway, shout out to them. I mean, it's an MGA tournament. We had a great time, but I always like to give a tip of the hat who we're playing with. Especially that group was fun. But Piggy,
is that the first time you played with Johnny Yates?
No, I played with him last year in a tournament. I happened to win. That was the second time I played with him. And I actually asked him when I played him, I'm like, are you hitting it harder? And he's like, no. And I'm like, sounds different. I mean, it sounds just bang.
Yeah, he bangs
it's
it,
gone.
He hits it a mile.
I mean, and so is Nicky, but
everyone
kind of knows that now. Yeah. And, you know, Ron is Ron, just the most beautiful man in the land.
Indeed. That's
of
right.
course. I mean, easy game.
Is there anyone else you want to bring to the forefront from this tournament before we ask Piggy more about his
No, not really. I was with Bob, and he played totally off of me. We both sucked, and was with.
Bob got a top 10. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he didn't do that.
He was three back by like 15 or something at some point.
Bob, I'm sorry. Bob, I'm sorry.
So you're just saying, you know Bob can do better, and you were just disappointed that 94 was where he was at.
Yeah, not a great day. Mm. Bob, I'm sorry. Also with a buddy and right-handed guest, Eric. Good dude. He could play golf.
Nice.
He's all right. He fits right in. Don't take away from me. I think we need to go to Piggy and do a walkthrough domination. 39 on the front? I think we need to start there, sir. Yeah,
sometimes you get lucky, you know?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yes, 39.
What about number four? What'd you get on number four? Triple eagle?
The double, I think.
Dubs. Yeah. You got that bitch on dubs.
I did. Got the dubs.
But right. But then after that, you had six consecutive pars, according to my notes.
We cleaned it up a little bit after that.
Dick.
Cleaned it up six straight pars. Cleaned
just
up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just
a little bit.
Just
a little bit. I only cleaned it up a little bit.
We hit the
fence. I only hit a 39 on the front. I just cleaned it up a little bit.
Play with the mountain. Your fucking game will improve. That guy is...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What did he do on nine?
Pounds the ball.
Drive on nine. What did he do?
I don't know if I told you gentlemen this yet, and everybody out there in podcast land. This young gentleman, he fucking drove number seven.
Oh yeah. We saw it.
Oh, did you guys see
it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right, because you were right behind. The guy drove number
seven.
That's all
we do.
Oh, yeah.
We get right
behind. He had like a 10-foot putt. Now, number seven is not your typical driving hole. Yes, we all drive it hit it pretty decent and get it down there within, 30 yards or so. But this fucking guy carried the green, and it was 8 to 10-foot putt for eagle.
Did he make it?
He didn't, but he put it right on the edge. Burning edges.
Burning edges. That's all you got to do.
So, yeah, it was an impressive golf game for sure. Steve, too, man. He's no slouch. That guy can play some golf, too. So
I played with him. He actually,
kudos.
When Lang had to disappear because he wasn't feeling well, I picked up Brass Tap Steve in our bed.
Feeling well.
Unfortunately, someone else had you, so... neither of us won that bet, Millar. So
No.
You're welcome, Dan. hey, those golden golf balls only cost $50 each.
Great value.
Great value, though. Collector's item.
And guess what? Yesterday, my kids hit them into the retention pond.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great day. Like hardcore. They're like, oh, what's a sleeve of balls on Dad's fucking...
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're like, let's tee this shit up. Good. And let's crush them into the retention pond.
All right, so now...
Guess how many gold balls I have left? Zero!
Well, you know what that means? My three just doubled in value. Because now there's only three golden MHH episode golf balls left, and I got all three. And I'd give them to you, Millar, but your kids would fucking hit them into the retention pond.
They still exist, and I'll probably send them there, down in the pond.
I heard Dan's daughter can swim.
Ooh. So I'm going to wait for the rain, and then I'm going to make them swim and get... That wasn't going to sound good.
Yeah.
I can say I'm going to make them swim and get my balls.
Phrasing.
Oh, geez.
So, Piggy, what was the peak the pit of your round? Back to the winner's interview.
All right. I mean, with the exception of the putt, you want to go... Obviously, the putt was the peak, of course, But do you want something else?
Let's start with your low moment. You had a great day, obviously, but it's not all sunshine lollipops.
No, it's not all... I'd say low point was probably... it's a short par four on the front. Is that number? No, on the back. 11.
11.
So I guess the heat and the beers and you start getting a little tired. Your spine angle gets a little off.
You're going over the tree.
Yeah. No, I fucking just chunked the drive. It went like 20 yards.
Mine too.
Yeah. And then that was a low. That wasn't fun. and then I guess obviously the peak was probably the putt. But
if there's a second peak beyond that, 18.
Second peak would probably be a 3-wood on 11, honestly, because that saved me. I think I saved par bogey on that because I pipe went up there pretty good. Other than that, I mean, it was just it was just steady hitting tees and greens, man.
Just boring fairways,
fairways and greens. Just
I mean, Millar, boring. Millar, you can relate.
Piggy Dubitz.
Oh yeah, I mean, on the 20-foot duff on 11, I can relate. That I can relate to.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah,
that
hurt and then a little bit. You know, out of bounds. Mm. You know, it's over there.
Yeah, so. It happens, man. It happens.
Anyway, I mean, what was the moment in the round? Because it sounds like you're not a watch the scoreboard kind of person. You're just kind of flowing.
Not a whole lot, but just flowing.
At some point, though, you had to think, "Fuck, I'm in this." Where? When was that?
I think we checked it at when you guys got up behind us on the dog leg right on the back right. The fucking traps and oak trees.
Oh, 15. 15?
No, it's 14.
14.
It's
right, 14. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right there.
Yeah, okay.
And, I checked. I mean, we...
You knew what you was know, going on.
I knew it was... But, I mean, Bob was right there. He was three strokes back. There was a few people two-three strokes back. So, I was like, I mean, you know, who knows? Anything can happen, so...
Feeling it.
But that was the first time I kind of... Oh, shit.
It's like, Biggie's got this.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say that. got some talent in the MGA. So, like I said, anything can happen.
But. Now, as we discussed, you've got multiple wins. You know, I got three or four legs of the four legs of the four majors. Where does this stand in the hierarchy of
absolutely of number one.
So, really?
Yeah, man.
Why is that?
Wow.
I've always wanted the titty trophy, man.
But you wanted the jugs?
Gotta have them titties.
Sure. Gotta have the titties.
Titties.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's something about the, you know, the Bradish, even if I was a pro, I think I would want to win the Bradish over the Bastards. I mean, the Masters. It's a close second, but I would think in ranking, if I were a pro.
You want titties over the trucker head?
Really? Absolutely.
No, so in real life, you would take the Open over the Masters?
100%.
See, I'm definitely 100%. Opposite. I mean, don't get me wrong. Those two are the top two. And
one
then,
in 1.5, sir, but the Bradish is St. Andrews.
I'd flip
British.
Them. Wow. I'd flip them. Because the Masters is too much to me. It's Masters, Open, then a huge gap, the U.S. Open, and then a fucking Texas-sized 10-4 gap
for the PGA.
All the way to fucking the NBA. PGA.
What is it for you, Mark?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I have two Bradish.
No, I mean real life majors.
Really?
I mean, I have two Bradish, so...
You have three Bradish, by the way. You have fucking three Bradish.
I don't have three. I have two. Do I have three?
You have three, Miller.
I have three Bradish?
Yes.
No.
And two have, Bastards?
No. I have two Bastards, and I have two Bastards. Oh.
Look this up at home, and you will find the Miller's three.
I mean, Bradish. I have a lot of wins.
Wow. You do. I give you that, sir.
Fucking Ian and Joe are yelling at this right now.
It's tough.
You motherfucker.
It's a tough look for my guy. Mm-hmm. So,
anyway.
Yes. So, one.
I would say the... I like the two Bastards hats, but the Bradish is, I think, 1, 2, 3 for me, if I have three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good times. Especially at Summerbrook. Good time.
Yeah.
Do you recall the three venues that you won them?
I recall two.
Two?
Joey says I have three, which I'm all right with.
Yeah, I think you won the first
one. Did I forget a third, Joey?
According to the podcast we did last year where we did the king of,
I mean,
king
you of went the tournament, they kind of all blend together.
Where the idea was you were the only person who'd won three of the same tournament, that being the Bradish. I think you've won three.
That's Bradish. Impressive, sir. Very nice.
Fuck, I'm drunk.
Let's talk about your rosé chug pig. I mean, now for what? I mean, because I think there's levels
sorry,
there.
Sorry, everybody. I was unimpressive.
No,
nobody gives a shit about that
anymore. Oh, no.
We need to come up with something else.
No.
You know, for the...
Oh, no. No, this is great.
I think
to each his own, sir. To each his own. That was fantastic.
Not nationally. ABQ's asking about the fucking...
Yeah.
Asking about the rosé chug.
Are they just starting this shit?
No, they're chugging pitchers of beer, is that right?
LASILA doing that.
Nice.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we can start chugging something else.
Flattery.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you are the only one who's chugged a beer and then had to do the rosé chug.
Yeah,
also
that was
true.
But that was a rough day.
That was also optional, but you know, mm-hmm. fucking...
Well, I was trying to pussyfoot out of chugging the rosé.
Oh, I seen
rosé.
It.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
You seen it. You seen it unwinding.
I seen it.
Yep. I was like, I just chugged a beer. Do I have to do this? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So how would you rate your rosé jug for this one?
Horrendous. Like 2 out of 10.
Oh, no. No, you were above a 2.
No, nah, it was horrendous.
No. Disagree.
Mm.
Disagree.
I appreciate it, but nah, not good. I mean, you know, if you chug the whole thing, it's kind of hard to go back and get a high rating. You know what I mean? But when it's 95 degrees, it's just it's hard to get a, you know.
Fair. Was it cold?
No.
No.
It was not. Ooh, no, that's what I mean. The rosé was 95 degrees.
I mean, for those of you who've actually had it cold, God bless you, because it's never cold.
Have you had it
that's
cold
the bit.
Ever?
I've had it cold.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
That is the whole so bit. Good.
You know, I have too. I had it for the AMM. It was not warm. It was not cold, but it was not 90 degrees. So that was,
yeah,
it was a little easier to get down. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, when it's hotter than the ambient temperature outside, that's where you got
no,
issues.
No.
So, but I mean, at the same time, I know Pete was jumping in, and he correctly said, I mean, in my estimation, you've chugged the whole bottle before, so
yeah.
that isn't necessarily the expectation. Once you get it down once, that's not necessarily
you don't
the expectation.
Have to do it ever
don't have
again,
to do it again,
right? Is that the rule?
No, there's no rules.
There's no rule.
This is NOM, basically. We're effectively in NOM. There are no rules. Okay, Millar. All right, sorry. I've been slow during all of this.
Oh, Jesus.
Millar, you won the Bradish in 2014. You won the Bradish in 2016. And you won the Bradish in 2020.
I won a lot of Bradish.
You won it three fucking times.
I fucking won a lot of Bradish. I just fucking won the goddamn Red Key.
And a part of me thinks he's setting me up, but the other part is I think he's too drunk to set me up right now.
This is also true.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jesus Christ.
So yes, Millar's won three Bradish.
And yeah.
Joey, stop fucking doubting yourself. Just fucking God damn it, guys.
That's impressive, man.
That's
I didn't know that.
That's a lot of titties.
That's a lot of titties.
Tits.
It sure is.
A lot of titties. Tits. A lot of tits.
I mean, I don't know where to go from here, but World Championship, and yes, continue on the stepping on Matt not going this year.
Why aren't you going? People are asking questions.
I haven't heard the questions yet. Yeah.
No, they're asking why you're not going.
Yeah, yeah. It's cleared up.
Yeah. I want to be clear with the questions.
We already had the questions.
Yeah.
You missed that part. So clear it up.
Yeah, it's just not my year.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you have $0. So just, I understand.
You know, I'd rather play at Revere. And so at this point, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, I'm out.
You can't just be grandfathered in, dude. I mean, come on.
I mean, I want strings pulled for KG, not for some asshole that shot 193 and wins the Red Key. How about that?
I mean, from last I saw,
they were
selfless.
Thank you, Piggy. Thank you.
They're in a weird spot right now, though. They're like at 293 entries. That would put like 288 at Revere and
seven.
Five people over.
That's gonna be so great.
So it's like
that's gonna be so great.
So it's like Millar. If you get up,
so
like,
if I go,
you can dominate. If you have to 12 cents, you might make the field at this point. So it's worth a shot, is what I'm getting at.
Is the Born Harry at the same venue again? Or is it at another
I don't know. I'd assume so, but I don't know.
Mm.
And I don't want to go to the Born Harry.
I don't blame you.
But yeah. It'd just be better at golf.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm well on my way, Joey.
So, Piggy, you excited for Vegas? So what, we got seven? We got seven at this point?
I am. I am excited. It's definitely going to be a different vibe. So, I'm glad some of the new members have decided to pull the trigger and go.
That'll yeah, I mean, from what I understand, what we got of the first-timers is going to be the Mountain, Jen, and Daryl are the first-timers that are coming.
Correct.
Are they going to go so hard day one? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The general answer is yes.
Well, do you guys know if they're going Wednesday, Thursday, or do y'all know?
That I don't.
Thursday, I think.
And Ian's going Wednesday?
Ian's going Wednesday. Mountain's going Wednesday. Oh, Pete's going Wednesday.
Ian's flying out Monday.
Ian's going fucking old school. I think we did that practice
He's gonna
round
do both practice
first
rounds?
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Good for him, man. He's going to try to win the motherfucker, isn't he?
Yes. He's got six penalty strokes. I mean, it's got to be Ian's tough look. He managed to run all the way up to six penalty strokes, but didn't win a tournament.
So what do we got? We got Joey, we got Pig, we got Ian, we got Pete, we got Jen, Ben, Daryl, Mountain. Is that it for now?
I thought Steve was going, but
Brastaff Steve.
Yeah, Brastaff.
Well, I hope so.
I haven't heard
merrier, but I haven't seen confirmation.
Okay.
And you know how it is for first timers. I believe they're going to be there when. Yeah. Like flights get booked and stuff.
Right on.
Yeah.
And I mean,
if do those, not do the red eye.
Well, I think seven out of the eight aforementioned names have booked, correct? At least their flights.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yeah.
Ian,
seven have booked.
Jinbin, Daryl, yeah. And Mountain, right?
And yeah. And the only other thing we'll say to people, and we said it, I think Steve said it on the mediocrity thread, was stay for NFL Sunday. Please. I think that's
sirs. As someone, sirs and man.
As someone who had to leave on NFL Sunday because I had a work thing.
Why did you do that?
I had a work thing.
He had a work thing.
Well, that's...
Well, buddy, it's called Downs and St. Germain Research. And Downs was like, you got this, dog. So,
And I am now Downs and passing out in the airplane.
The Black Clover bar, whatever the fuck it is, that underground bullshit we always go to and drink for 12 hours straight. That is the underneath the MGM, right?
The MGM.
Giddy up. Ooh. That's where I'm staying Sunday, motherfucker.
Hey, listen to y'all, podcast listeners. We have everything that you will need to know about going to fucking Vegas and doing NFL Sunday. It's at the MGM. It's at the fucking pretzel place, but they don't open till 11.
Mm-hmm.
There's some shit going on. We know how to do that shit.
Yeah, it's like
I'm not going to be there, but you know, ask other people.
On an NFL Sunday, when football starts at 10 a.m. Vegas time, and you're not opening before 10 a.m., I just don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, if we are there at 8:30, you know what time that is? 11. Fuck, I am fucked up.
Malar's had a couple of beers.
Jesus. One or two
out there. Just one or two.
So Piggy, I guess let's put this out.
My kid's gonna listen to this in 5 years and be like, Dad, what the fuck?
We're gonna put this out there because for the last 3 or 4 times we went, you said we're doing Smith and Malinsky's.
Let's put it out there.
And it has not happened due to a confluence of events. Everyone, at least at this moment, Piggy and I are going to Smith and Malinsky's in Vegas, and we want all of you to come with.
Can I buy?
Yeah, please, Malar. yes, you can.
Malar, a.k.a. A.A., is going to buy.
Yeah, A.A. is going to be like, ooh. But yes, Smith and Walensky's, everyone who's going, you want to target Thursday? Do you want to try to do it Thursday, or do you want to make it Sunday?
I mean, either one is fine with me. I think
it's a Sunday.
I think Sunday's probably going to be a little easier to wrangle folk because
I went to a hockey game.
You did, man.
That's actually crazy. We'll want to look into that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going to a hockey game for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Dustin.
It's a cool venue.
That's Sunday night.
Me,
or
Dustin,
Monday.
And Pete went to a
Sunday night?
Hockey game.
Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night. We could check this.
Yeah.
Matt's checked out.
What time did the game start? Do you recall? 7 or some shit like that?
Recall. Well,
no, it was like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's when we... That, the
it
time,
was before Sunday Night Football. But we, and then we met back up.
No, because that was Piggy. That's when we took the... that's when we were
Chili's. You did the red eye. Yeah. That was brutal.
Yeah, poor decision.
That's the other thing.
Horrendous.
I'll take a red eye. Don't leave or stay there for NFL Sunday. Yeah. It's a great fucking day to just reminisce, do stupid shit.
Yeah.
And really bring in the TLH MGA-ness.
Wind your brain down back to zero by drinking 647 beers. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the play.
So, Malar, like I said, just get 12th in a couple tournaments. You'll qualify for Vegas and you're good to go. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's all go.
Right. Well, I'm in for,
let's go,
the,
Doug.
For the next tournament. We have to make bets, right?
You want to make bets?
I love making bets.
You going to bet on yourself?
No.
I'm in for a little action, if you will.
Yeah.
You want to do two-person, three-way?
Yeah, two.
Three-way, sir.
Two-person snake draft?
Two-person snake draft has been, and then we kind of let the, Malar, how much you want to play for?
50.
Ooh. You go ahead. 50,
dollars?
50 pesos?
Yen.
All right, 50.
All right, and Piggy, what we've done, the guest gets to pick their choice. It's a snake draft, so if you go 1, you're picking 6. You go 2nd, you're picking 5th. If you're picking 3rd, you go 4th as well.
Got it.
Which one you want?
Well, I'm kind of feeling an OG. And let's go with my man over here, JSG.
Ooh. All right, so Piggy wants to go first. He's taking me.
Yep.
Malar, you want to go 2nd or 3rd? I'll let you choose a spot.
Ooh, thank you. I'll go 2nd. Fuck me once, he's not gonna fuck me twice.
He might.
Come, he probably will. Come on, Ian. God damn it.
You're taking Ian?
Yeah.
All right. That was my number two. All right, that's fine.
Okay, we're playing the four. We are playing out at Seminole, and I get two picks, and I can't pick myself. See, this is tough. Normally, normally I can pick myself, and I'm like, that's fucking all right. We got one.
Well, you
got
to go with folks who have played there a little more.
The thing. It's kind of like I don't see JVP signed up, which he would be a guy to take out there.
Yeah, he would.
Like I mean, JVP.
Has he dropped any strokes yet? Or
six.
No, this ain't a Vikings pick. And the other thing is, I picked next, so I got time. I got time. We're fine.
Oh. This ain't a Vikings pick. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So, fuck. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take, since I got two in a row, I'm going to go ahead and just take Lang and then take a member and take Pete, and we're going to call that a championship.
All right, that's a strong pick, man.
Fair.
Yeah, JSD, fuck.
All right, Millar, who you got?
Oh, I got my sleeper. I know who I got.
I'm hoping Millar bets on himself here.
Me too.
from the Red Tees. Hold on.
I mean, if he can't pick himself from the Red Tees, I don't know what the fuck to say. I genuinely don't, Piggy. I'm not trying to screw you over because you're about to take him, but...
Nope. I'm not.
But you have a chance to take yourself from the Red Tees, sir.
Give me the mountain.
Taking the mountain.
Taking the mountain.
I mean, yeah, again.
That's a strong pick, again, too, man. I like it.
Not a bad pick, but you could have picked yourself from the Red Tees.
Have you seen me play recently?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't. I've only heard about it.
It's not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob?
Not great, Bob.
It's going to dial back in. You'll be fine.
No, I'm going to shoot 83. It's going to be a
That's
good
what
day.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. Big exactly. Bear got me.
I got you.
He knows what's up.
I'm going to finish strong. All right. I got my man, my sleeper. I know he's right on the cusp, and he's gonna win here soon. Johnny Yates.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Goddamn right.
Yeah,
that's a good.
No, I like
pick.
That. He was on the short list for me after playing with him.
Good Johnny player. Yates can play some golf, so
don't let me down,
don't
Johnny.
My pick.
No, I was looking at where we're at in time.
No.
So I guess Millar, does that mean I have time to kind of bring up? It's not a steam thing, but it's just like. People are. I don't get people. Kind of a topic. I was just going to throw it out there.
Please, let's hear it.
I mean, we were going to do the who's your favorite OG, but I mean, we're in presence of OG.
Yeah, so it's an MG party.
You know, so we can do whatever the fuck we want.
So, I thought of this because of the Olympics, because it's happened to me a lot of times in a bar. You're out with your bar or with your friends, and it could be Olympics. It could be any other sport or whatever. And but I always think about the Olympics.
Your friends in bar A.
Because it's like all of a sudden you hear people, they become experts in badminton and curling and all the weird shit. You're like, you don't fucking know anything about the sport, but whatever. But like every now and then, like you start to watch, and even like with Simone Biles, before we knew what she was going through her head, you could see she was struggling a little bit. So you say something like, fuck, Simone is struggling out there. And then somebody, for fucking no reason at all, just wants... Their fucking response is like, oh, you could do better? And the thing is, every fucking time that happens, it's like... You're just like, no, at what point did I say I think I would be a better gymnast than Simone Biles? Like, they go to this fucking point of... No, yo, you could do better. You're like, no, it's just a genuine objective perspective on how he or she is performing. And they go, oh, you could do better? No, look at my fucking body. I can't do anything like Simone Biles. Are you fucking serious? So I guess that's my point. Why the fuck do people go right to, oh, you could do better? Or is that only happening in small towns?
Right. Right on, man.
Yeah. Good point. Anything else?
Did I encapsulate most of the...
You did.
You got everything.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
I think you could probably handle the rings all right. What you think?
Rings would be okay.
Yeah, rings would be all right.
Probably as good as Simone Biles, obviously.
Yeah, give a week or two of practice, you got that shit.
I can do better.
Yeah.
Obviously. Upper, and you just, you know, easy game.
I like
dog.
Got
it.
Hell yeah. Is this pet peeve time, or is this just a
no? This is what we do.
We
wrap it up.
See, because that's kind of how Savory Scale and stuff started. We just added some extra time trying to figure it out, and now it's like, well, we're only at 40 minutes. We could play with some stuff.
Who gives a fuck?
You got some steam in you?
Not really.
We got the steam train sound effect. Somewhere or other. Woo.
I think I get a little bit irritated at times when
a young
sociology major that works at Starbucks thinks they should make $130,000 a year for some reason. I kind of get that vibe sometimes. I'm like, just froth my oat milk, motherfucker. Yeah. But that's not really a pet peeve.
Steve's going to hate you for hitting the table.
Oh, Steve's not a big hit the table guy.
Sorry, Araga.
Has anyone challenged
hit the table again?
Has anyone challenged you guys for the belt? I can't recall.
Oh, yeah, fuck, we got the belt going on.
CK and Brewster.
When's that happening?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Probably not till the tournament, I would imagine, because, okay. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, because Klein isn't known great with scheduling. He told me earlier that the TPC at Sawgrass was the same weekend as March Madness, and I started to plan accordingly.
You got his dates mixed up a little
see
bit.
See, what had happened was I took the wrong connection.
So
and
you
then
did
we
not
found
plan
out,
accordingly.
We found out that they're actually different weekends, like every other year.
It's fair.
So all I'm saying
buddy,
is
you have to plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly as long as you have your dates correct, Chris Klein. That's all I'm getting at. So I can imagine scheduling. This is a scheduling nightmare for you. Is what I'm getting at.
Apparently, Steve is our calendar guy, so I'll let Haraga, you know, set that up because he's the captain.
Captain.
Yeah, he's a captain.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just riding dirty, riding shotgun. Yeah.
The belt.
I can't wait for the belt. Want to see it.
Gotta have the belt.
It's pretty fire.
Oh shit, and you play for the coin tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, fucking, hey, do you want to do a preview? How do you feel you stand against Ian at Cap City?
I'll be honest with you, not really too well.
Uh-oh.
No, not there. Because he's, you know, it's his home course. He knows the greens a lot better than I do. And, you know, if he's on, he's hits a golf ball pretty good, if you guys hadn't noticed. So we'll
see. Piggy divots are live, though.
Yeah,
come on, man.
We'll see.
Come on.
We'll see.
I have in my notes, Ian sucks balls. I don't know what that means. I mean, seriously, right there. It's right there.
It's right next to a picture of a dick.
No, that's the red key.
That's the trace of the red key. Yeah.
But it says Ian sucks balls.
What was that? Was that too far behind the scenes for everyone?
Yeah.
Just a note that says Ian sucks balls next to a picture of a dick? I mean, I think that's pretty apropos for what we're doing here.
Yeah. Part of our brainstorming. That was pretty solid.
This is not my best podcast.
I have to walk home. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, with that, should we bring it on home, Millard?
Yeah,
or do we do anymore?
Probably so. Let's cut this
a
little short.
Just bring it on home if you want to.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
What do you got?
Please. No, I got nothing.
There's a note at the bottom. I'm actually really
Millard,
curious
you have a pet
at this point.
Peeve? Like a, can't read like that. A gas handle stopper or anything?
Yeah, why is there like a third one? Middle one. The middle one.
I have not had a non-stopper in a long time.
How is there? How is that out there every time?
Right, but I'm saying I haven't had a one in a long time.
No.
Right. Super happy.
Nothing else like that, though?
Great day.
Nothing else like that lately?
I can't read my own.
It says rings will be all right. I just don't know what
no,
that means.
That, no, that... Not on
that's definitely what it says.
Yeah, no, that's what it says.
Millar is sober.
Yeah. All right. On the next mediocre happy hour, we're gonna bring
on. Walk home.
We're gonna bring Ian on, and he can be like, "Oh, I haven't won. I got six strokes." And he's gonna go like, "Oh, what? You could do better." Bow, 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 bow! Woo!
Hey there, Big Voice Guy here again, wrapping things up. Check back next time for another rousing edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this podcast without the express written consent of the Tallahatchie MGA is prohibited. Son of a bitch, you guys take this thing seriously around here, huh? Well, I'm gone.